With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Key 100 with Dave and Jen.
So you went to the dentist.
Yes.
With Sarah yesterday.
Yeah, Shawnee State University.
Yes, you got your teeth checked out. Now, what were you telling me about, like, the new way of brushing your teeth?
So part of the plan yesterday was for me to be a nutritional patient. So
okay.
She had some education kind of things to go over with me.
Right.
One of those was how to properly brush your teeth.
Okay.
And I always remember as a kid learning that you're supposed to brush in circles. Not back and forth.
And not
back
and forth. And not up and down.
And not up and down.
Right.
Circles, okay?
Right.
She said, well, it's actually more of a circular and then sweep, like away, like you're sweeping away the bad or the plaque.
They never told us that.
And the other thing, another thing I learned from the education is you can get plaque off of your teeth by brushing. Calculus, you cannot. You have to go to the dentist to have the calculus removed. And the calculus that stays on your teeth causes you real problems.
Calcium?
Calculus.
What's calculus? I thought that was a math thing.
That's what. It's also a thing that stays on your teeth after you don't get the plaque off.
Oh my gosh, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Ooh. Well,
so then the plaque hardens and becomes calculus on your teeth.
Yeah, I got a lot of that.
And then, yeah, that's where the scraping comes in, Jen.
Okay, well, that's what they have to do to me every time I go to the dentist, okay?
Yeah.
And it's usually between these two teeth down here, which is what I had the skin graft. I had the gum graft, right?
Right.
So it's always so sensitive down there. But I will say this. We got, Heath and I have been using automatic toothbrushes for a few years now.
Okay.
And when I got our toothbrushes, I got one that... it has like a little red light around it. Mm-hmm. And when you push too hard, that red light goes off and the actual brush stops moving.
Oh.
So I realized that I wasn't needing that as much as Heath was, because I was looking at his brush head and his brush head looked like completely frayed out, right? And I was like, bro, you were brushing way too hard. So I switched our toothbrushes out, right? And I switched the little heads.
Okay.
And I was like, listen, you need this more than I do. This little red light, when it goes off, you need to stop pushing so hard. He was like, okay. So now, because Presley, I got her an automatic toothbrush too, but hers doesn't have that little light. But she brushes her teeth with Daddy every night and every morning before school. And so when she sees that red light go off when Heath is doing his, she immediately stops. You stop pushing so hard.
You're pushing too hard on your teeth,
I'm like,
bro.
That's right. You get him. You tell him to stop pushing too hard. Good job. I love it. I love being, like, you know, really all about the dental stuff in our house, man.
You know, Sarah has some opportunities and some availability.
Oh.
It's like 25 bucks, you know. Don't need insurance or anything like that.
Oh, look at that. That's nice.
Just come and...
I'm glad you're telling people on the radio they should totally go check that
out. Absolutely. She needs patience,
there
people.
There you go.
Ha 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 ha!